Aleixo, Chelek Beis, Daf Nun Tes. Point Hey. The fifth achievement that Rabbeinu enumerates, Uma'alois Zichrin Chasadav Visboinen Bohem. The level of remembering the Chesed of Hashem and reflecting on it, Shenema V'Zochata Eskol HaDerech. The Pasuk says you shall remember that journey that you took and the Chesed that occurred to you on that way. The author adds, Kol HaMizboinen B'Malach Chayav. A person who reflects on the process of his life, the path of his life, Yakir Chasadav V'Tovisav Yisbarach Le'in Shi'ur, will recognize Hashem's chesed without limit. V'tzarich L'yoyis Atum Lev Uchvoy Teiva K'dei Lo'y L'yoyis Chasadav Yisbarach. The person has to be really, have a sealed heart and to be a complete ingrate not to see Hashem's chesed. So that's achievable. Vav U'ma'alois HaKedusha The level of Kedusha, the Torah tells us to be Kadosh. Now, of course, there are many levels over here. But at least on a basic level, Zoi mitzvah ligdor es atzmoi. It's a mitzvah to set parameters for one's conduct. Ule'atzmi aleches b'inyanei ta'ava v'guf. And also to be modest and circumspect in yonim of desire, the things to do with the body. Lemashal, as an example. A person who sets a certain parameter for himself to ensure that his eating is more refined. So he determines, he sets for himself a limit. He needs X numbers of slices of bread in order to be satiated. And that's what he eats. He makes sure, even if it happens that there's a particularly, he's particularly hungry on a certain occasion or a particularly attractive spread or whatever it is, he has a gedder. He eats this number of slices and no more. Hu miskadesh. That's an aspect of Kedusha. Hari gam Kedusha nitena leasig bedvarim peshutim. Even Kedusha can be attained in straightforward, simple things. The seventh level. Umalis avoida shenema v'isoyis avoid. You shall worship him. Avoidas Hashem. Shemiras kvius achas v'anagachas bikvius. Again, observing a particular fixed pattern or fixed conduct in avoidas Hashem. To do something in a regular way. Zoi hakenisa lesug of de Hashem. In the first volume we mentioned that davening in the same place, makoyim kavua, that concept, is this type of issue. That's the entrance, the author says, into the category, into the group of De Hashem, a particular kvius. Gam hoise avoida gdola me'atefila harei oyved Hashem. The person who makes a big deal, but in a positive sense, the person who makes a big deal of tefila is an oyved Hashem. Ki tefila hi avoida shebalev. Tefila is avoida in the lev. That's, of course, a statement of Chazal. Gam kan ein davar chorig micholtenu. Here too, there's nothing that is beyond our abilities. Ches umalas hayira, shenema es Hashem alakecha tira. The level of iras shamayim, the pasuk tells us es Hashem alakecha tira. Now, bishloishes hamalus achronis. In these last three levels, nelech bikvois haRambam beSefer haMitzvos. So we follow the guidance of the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, as far as the definitions, Yir'ai, what does the Rambam write? Le'amin yir'asei yisborach u'yipachid mimenu. To have fear of consequences for what one does. Ve'loin hiye kakoyferim, not to be like the deniers, apostates, heretics, ho'ilchim bishrerus libam u'bkeri, who do whatever the whims dictate without any concern for consequences. That's the Rambam. Aleinu leha'amin b'en she'atirah. He's emphasizing that word because the Rambam writes leha'amin yirasui. One has to believe, one has to be convinced that there are consequences for what one does. U'mize magim li'pachel mimenu yisbarach. And that brings a certain fear, a certain awe. Shuv, once again, as we said above, kol lomed musar u'yisek be'munazo kol yom. A person learns musar is involved in this day in and day out. Ve'oidzes, furthermore, on a very low level, somebody who doesn't just follow the whims of his heart, he doesn't do whatever suits his fancy. It's already a certain level of Yiras Hashem. There's a certain control, a reticence, not to do anything that I feel like because there's certain limits. That's already a level of Yiras Hashem. Gamzei han hagash kol bentera amiti regilba. That's already, that's also conduct that any true bentera is accustomed to. Tes umalei sahava, the love of Hashem shilmavet ohavta is Hashem elokecha in neshma. Sefer mitzvois, the Rambam writes, v'zeh, what's the, of course, there are many levels of avas Hashem. We're talking about a basic level, entry level ahava. V'zeh shenachshev v'nisboinen b'mitzvoisav u'ma'amarav u'fu'ereisav. So again, it's an intellectual thing. It starts at least with an intellect to think, reflect, analyze Hashem's mitzvois and statements and actions. Ad shenasigeo, to the point where there's a certain insight, a certain understanding, v'nehene b'asagasoi b'sachvis anai, and enjoy it. Delight in a certain insight, delight in a resolution of a kasha. To have pleasure in understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zoisi ahava mechuyeves, that's the obligatory love. That's applies to any Jew, because it's a mitzvah sederaisa v'avtas Hashem lekecha. That's the basic level of ahava. Lemashal, says the author, as an example, Hama'amik besugya. Somebody who delves into a sugya, umischadesh eslo nikudas emes achas beseicha. It's mechadesh, a certain insight, a really good, solid insight into point in the Gemara, umisanegela besachlis ana, and he allows himself to enjoy it. He really feels the delight. Hukvar ta'am ta'am avas Hashem. He's already tasted the taste of avas Hashem. This is within the capacity of anyone who learns Gemara in any type of depth. Finally, umalas advikus shenema uvoy sidbak, to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam paraphrases Chazal. Chazal asks, how can you cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is a consuming fire? And the answer is to associate with Talmidei Chachamim. So the Rambam writes, lischaber im Chachamim, to associate with Chachamim, ulisyached imahim, that's the same thing, ulasmid bishivasam, to be with them, bechol oifen meofanei ha'avoida v'achiva, both in avoida Hashem and chiva, and socially, b'ma'achal uv'mishteh v'esek, as much as possible, to be with them, ad sheyagi alam lehidamois lema'aseihim, to the point where we start to emulate them, ulha'amin ha'amitiyus b'derehem, to see the truth in their words, v'hu avro yisparach uvoi sidbak. It's related in the Torah with these words. The author says, "Emes, it is true. Me'atim em chachmei hatira lumas der he'avar." There's no doubt about this, that the number of true chachamim that you can attach yourself to is much, much smaller than it was before the war. V'roiv b'nei hatira yisaglu limoy tera b'li shimush talmidei chachamim. This is many, many more times more true today than it was when the author wrote. He wrote this when there were still remnants of pre-war Europe. The vast majority of Bnei Torah don't have Shimush Talmidei Chachamim, uvliz debkut begdolei ador, they have no contact whatsoever with Gdolei Ador. It is difficult. V'rak yechidim em adochakim atzman v'sech mechetzasam shel agdolim. They're very individuals, real individuals, who can push themselves to the to within the orbit of Gdolei Torah. Not talking about the streams and stream, long queues of people who receive brachos, people who have the opportunity to be in the company of Gdolei Torah and to learn the ways and the midos. That is very difficult. Nobody can tell us that this mitzvah is beyond our capacity. One has to make an effort to try and attach oneself to Chachamim as much as possible. Now, Rabbi Yoni Mamshich Sham, Rabbi Yoni, in that same passage, continues, L'chol achas mehena kama medegos. This is obvious. Each of the levels enumerated, he says, has many, many levels. U'ba'avur ha'ma'ari yisayel nivra ha'adam. Man was created to attain these achievements. U'ma tikvas ha'nivra. What hope is there for a created being? Im lo yasim amal nafsho yikar iskoy bidvarim sh'nivra ba'avur. If he doesn't put his toil and the majority of his time into those things for which he was created. Says the author. Of course, each one of these levels has much, much higher levels. But even the small levels that we find in each one of the categories, which is within our capacity, it also has an aspect of shleimus, of completion, of wholeness. We've explained this, we should not despair of fulfilling the mitzvahs shebaleiv. We can certainly be re'im and shlemim b'kiyum kol ha-mitzvos ha-motolos aleinu, in fulfilling all the mitzvos incumbent upon us. Rak ha-yeush na'akom il-benu. It's only the imperative is to uproot despair from one's heart. Harei ha-Torah kedosh ha-nitzchisi. The Torah is eternal. V'chash ha-kadosh bo'un ha-sanu yisah b'sinai. When Hashem gave it in Sinai, hu yada ki ad-sof kol ha-dorois nuchalik yam ha-mitzvos. He knew that to the end of generations, we'll be able to fulfill the mitzvot. It wasn't given with an expiry date. It was given with the knowledge that to the end of all generations, the mitzvot will be applicable. It is shlemim bahim. Ve'im kol yeridas ha-dorois. Notwithstanding the decline of generations, yachoil nuchal yes shlemim ba-Torah. We can achieve a certain wholeness in Torah. Im loy b'madagos g'dolois, as b'madagos g'tenois. If not on very high levels, at least on lower levels. Hanisayon hagadol b'doreinu. He says the great challenge of our generation. Muskal harishon amushash bonu kimati. It's almost axiomatic. It's almost seared into our psyche. Shelonuchal. It's not possible. It's not shaykh. Ucheilu einanu bechira chasuchelila. Almost to the point where a person wouldn't say it. We wouldn't admit it that we have no choice. We would say it, but we wouldn't feel that we really have a choice. That was the point aleph in Rabbeinu Yoina. To feel that this is beyond one's capacity. We spoke about this fairly recently when we spoke about the tendency in law to exonerate and exempt more and more on the basis of the fact that a person it's beyond his choice and it was some trauma in his childhood or whatever it was, and to more and more deny the ability to choose. That's Rav Yitzchak Kutner's point. How we have to toil to uproot this denial from our hearts. We have to truly be completely convinced that it's possible to live days and months and years without a chait. Who decreed upon us that we are obligated to sin? Hein bevadayin gvul ha-shlemus. Of course, there's no limit to shlemus. V'chol yameinu alin la'amu la'asiga. And of course, throughout one's life, the person has to attain, to strive to attain it. Aval aleinu lehashesh bekirbenu avada'us ha-gmura. What we have to do is to root within ourselves total certainty. She'achol nuchal yos yiri'im u'shlemim. That we can have this basic concept of shlemus. Lechol ha-pachois b'shlemus ha-besisis. At least on a certain entry level. Dai lanu b'limud shas u'fiskim. It's enough. We're learning Torah b'kiyum ha-mitzvois, for mitzvois, u'b'limud ha-musar, and we're involved in musar. Emtzaim chazakim ad me'oy la'asig ha-shlemus. These are very powerful agents to attain shlemus. Ve'al kulan, and over and above everything, ha'siyat ha-dishmai le'misha rotzeh b'emes la'asigah. The divine assistance for those who truly are interested in attaining shlemus. Ki, as Yeshayahu HaNavi said, mi po'al ve'osa. Who created all of this? Who brought this all about? Kireh ha-doreish, ha-doreis meroish. The one who proclaimed the generations from ahead of time. Ani Hashem rishon v'zacharonim anihu. I Hashem is in first and I will be with the last ones. Again, the point that we made above, when the Torah was given, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew this was going to be applicable, not just for a few generations, but for all generations. He knew this. It was already planned. It was woven into the scheme right from the beginning, and therefore there's an ability to achieve this. That's as far as Shlemus. Onwards to paragraph base, which is Gadlus. Shleisha devarim yeshnam begadlus. The three elements in the concept of Gadlus. Das, yegi'ah, vehasagah. We'll explain each of them in turn. Basically, a certain awareness and knowledge, then a toil, and then understanding. Let's see it in detail. Das. The pasuk in Shemoy says, Vahi bayamim ahim vayigdal Moshe v'yitze elechov. In those days, Moshe grew up in the palace of Paroi, and then at some point he went out to his brethren, Ramban. Shegadal v'haya le'ish. He grew, he matured. Ki mitchil omar vayigdal ha-yeled. Initially, the pasuk said that the child grew. That meant shegadal ad shelo yatzich legomla o yisoy. He grew as a child. Then ve'az evihasu levas paroi. Then his mother brought him to vas paroi. Ve'yela levein ki lifnei melachim yisiyatzav. That's a pasuk. He stood before kings. Ve'acharechen gadal ve'hi le'ish da'as. So the pasuk speaks twice about ve'yigdal, and the Ramban emphasizes that particular expression ve'yigdal Moshe ve'etzel echav means ish da'as. The orthonous is Riva Yigdal Sheishdas. That's what growing up means. To attain a certain intellectual maturity. Vechem Atzinu Begitin Dav Vav Amud Beis. Shalach Li Rabbi Yavyasar Levchizda. He sent the following question. Gitin Habayim Misham Lechan. Ein Tzarich Loma Befanai Nechtar Befanai Nechtam Vechulei. A certain halacha regarding Gitin. Omar Rav Yosef, man leimalan de Rabbi Yavyasar basamchahu. How do we know that he's an authoritative person? Ve'oid ha'iyu de shalach li Rav Yehuda. He's the one who sent to Rav Yehuda the following bnei adam ha'ilim misham lechan mibavel eretz Yisrael. Hein kiimu be'atzmam, they fulfilled this pasuk v'yitnu ha'yelet bezeina v'yaldam achu b'yayin v'yishtu. And Rashi explains she'yu mishtahin v'eretz Yisrael. These scholars spent time in Eretz Yisrael learning. U'manichin neshisen agunois. They left the wives in Bavel alone. U'vetelim mipiru rvu. And furthermore, they negated this mitzvah because for long periods of time they're in Eretz Yisrael. Shenakel b'neim yeladim yeladois. V'chosav lei b'loi sirtut. The problem is, halachically, that he wrote this without drawing lines, without, he wrote this pasuk without drawing lines on the parchment or whatever they were writing on. V'omar Rabbi Yitzchak, and that's a problem because shtaim kusvin, shalosh en kusvin, b'loi sirtut. Certain point when it's necessary to have lines. Omali Abaye, atu kol delo yada hada Rabbi Yitzchak l'dvar Rabu. So Abaye said to him, you're objecting to the statement of Rabbi Yavyasar on the basis of the fact that he didn't know this particular halacha of sirtut. He didn't know the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak in sirtut. But just because of that, he's not a gavr rabba. Bishlama milse de talia bisvara lechaye. En achinami, if you had faulted Rabbi Yavyasar for something that depends on svara, I agree with you. Then Rashi explains it. Shapir matzis lemeima delav gavra rabba. Then you can say it's not a gavra rabba if he makes an error in svara. But hagmarai, what Rabbi Yitzchak said about drawing lines when you're writing psukim, it's something that you have to have heard from your rabbi. V'gmarai lo shmir, he happened not to have heard it. That particular teaching, he didn't hear. Hagmarai de Rabbi Yitzchak. So that's no indication that it's not a gavra rabba. You can't object on that basis. That's the Gemara. The author says, a person who doesn't work out a point of svara, shezeu inyan shel das, of course that has to do with das, ein adam gadol. You can't say about such a person is a gavr rabba. Ki gadlus beli das lo yititachin. To be great, to be a gavr rabba, a gadol, without das, is impossible. That's the point over here. In brackets, agav, by the way, nigmaraz nireh ki bar samcha v'gavr rabba haynoach. If you look at this Gemara, it seems that the two terms are equivalent. The bar samcha, an authoritative person you can rely on, and gavr rabba, a great person. It's the same thing. Ubevaday bar samcha tzech lius gadol bedas. Of course, a bar samcha, something that we talk about is a reliable authority, of course, has to be gadol bedas. So that's a basic definition here of das. It has to do with, it's a svara, the ability to reflect, to think, to analyze all these things. That's one aspect of gadlus, to be a gavr rabba. Okay. Then, yegi'ah. When it comes to toil, mikol hagedolim shelanu, yadua ki yegi'asam b'torah v'avodas Hashem asenu ra. That's, it's a sine qua non. One cannot be a gadol b'torah without enormous toil in Torah and avodas Hashem. It's an indispensable element of being a gadol. That one has to toil in Tiran Aved Hashem, mamash lemana masagasenu. It's really very often beyond our conceptions. It's almost impossible for us to conceive. He gives one example. Hasaba Mikelm, the Alter Mikelm, Rav Simcha Zissel, Ziv Mikelm, Yesh Meso Eden, kibel al atzmo sidrei limud shel Hagaon. He took upon himself the sidorim of the Gaon Mivilna. Shnei sidorim shel shmoneh shoyos b'hafsaka. Two sidorim of 8 hours without cessation in a day, in each day. So two sets of learning, each one lasting for 8 hours. Kol tefilas shmoneh shelo nimshicha sha'a. His amida lasted 1 hour. Umistama gam sha'a tefila nimshicha b'er sha'a. Presumably, we don't know that the amida, we know, is Talmidim related that. How much is Psuket HaZimra took? One doesn't know, but presumably something like an hour. V'noisaf al zeis isko b'musar. Besides the straightforward learning, he was involved in musar. That tells you how much time a day he spent on these things. 16 hours of learning, 3 hours of an Amida, plus various other parts of Tefillah and Musar. That takes up most of the day. Gam seder minuchasei akidrech agro. His resting regimen was also like the grosh. Arba pa'amim b'meis le'es chatzi sha'a. he would spend in every 24 hours four periods of half an hour resting. So a cumulative amount of 2 hours in 24 hours, but split up into half hour sessions, in order to avoid this concept of tasting death if it's more than half an hour. For the last 30 years of his life, he was dangerously ill. And if he insisted on davening mincha gdola early in the afternoon, because he was concerned that by the time the late afternoon comes, he wouldn't be around anymore. He never budged from his darim. Regarding all gdolim in all generations, there are awesome stories about the toil. Hein b'li yegi'ah in gadlus. Indeed, without yegi'ah, there's not shaykh to speak about gadlus. Without enormous toil. That's the second element. The third element is hasaga. A gadol is a person who at some point attains certain insights which are generally not revealed to others. So let's see. Issa betana davei Rabbi Eliyahu, betana davei Eliyahu rabba perek vav. So the Midrash says as follows. Hevi'ani amelech chadarav. The Midrash quotes this pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The king brought me to his chambers. Keshem sheish laKadosh Baruch Hu hadrei chadarim eser asoi. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all sorts of chambers and inner rooms, hidden rooms in his Torah, kach yesh lem letalmidei chachomim lechol echad v'chad chadrei chadarim eser asoi. Talmidei chachomim, each one also has particular areas where it's hidden information. The author explains this. Chadorim eile hen ha-sagois ha-pnimiois. These, it's the way the Midrash uses the term cheder, a room, a chamber. It's the inner understanding. Shezochim lahin gdolei olam, that gdolim earn, shenimsor lem ha-maftechois ha-pnimiois lechadei Torah. They were given the keys to these inner chambers. Uvir'asam niftach lem gam ha-shar ha-chitzoyin. Through the yira, they open the outer gate. The author is paraphrasing Gemara in Shabbos. That speaks about Yirah as the key to the gate. He's paraphrasing that Bein HaShittim, between the lines. At any rate, they used the Yirah to open the outer gate, and then they were given the keys to the inner chambers. Insights that others don't have. Hu asher amru, regarding this Chazal Sin Pekei Avos, Kol ha'isek b'tora lishma, zeiche lidvarim harbe. Person involved in Torah lishma earns many things. Ve'lo yoid ela. Not only that, and then one of the things he earns, the Mishnah says, is Megalin loy razei Torah. What's revealed to him is secrets of the Torah. These are things that are not revealed to others. Let's just take a look quickly at the footnote. Isa b'avodah zarah dav gimel. The Gemara says that afilu nochri ha'isek b'Torah harei kechohen gadol. Even a goy involved in Torah is like the kohen gadol. Tosfos Sham comments. Why does Gemara compare a goy involved in Torah to a kohen gadol davka? It's because the pasuk says yekarayim mipeninim. The Torah is more precious than pearls. V'darshinan, and the Gemara on that pasuk darshins mikohen gadol anichnas lifna v'lifnim. We darshin the word pnimim as lifna v'lifnim. The Torah is more precious than the kohen gadol who enters into the kodesh hakodashim. Says the author on this. We see over here that Tamid Chacham is greater than a Kohen Gadol, Hanichnas Lifnai Velifnim, who enters into the Kodesh HaKodashim. What could be greater than a Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh HaKodashim on Yom Kippur? Hevei Omer, the answer is, Tamid Chacham hu be'atzmoy ha'arini maluchis. The answer is that Tamid Chacham is not like the Kohen Gadol who enters there occasionally. He himself is the Aron with the Luchois, Asher Mekoyimoy Lifnavnim. His natural place, the Aron, was in Kodesh HaKodashim. That's the answer. That's why Yekarayim Pninim, the Torah is more precious, or being a Tamid Chacham, who is the master of Torah, more precious than Pninim, Lifnei Velifnim. Velachen medama Gemara is Tamid Chacham b'yom adaf ayin beis le'aron. That's why the Gemara, the Yoima, compares Tamid Chacham to the Aron HaKodesh. Mi bais u'michutz tetzapenu. The Torah tells us about the Aron HaKodesh. It had to be, it was made of wood, but the inside and the outside had to be plated with gold. Shu tzarich lias toichoy kevaroi. The Gemara says, yeah, Tamid Chacham is to be toichoy kevaroi. inside, like the outside like the inside, completely sincere. Zer Zahav Saviv, and of course the Aaron had this golden crown on top of it, and the Gemara Darshan Zed, Zachazer, Lo Zachazar, etc. The point is that the Gemara compares the Talmid Chacham to an Aaron, for the reason we said. The point is that a true Talmid Chacham, his reality is the level of Kodesh HaKodeshim. Yoyeshev b'chadrei chadarim. He dwells there. Lo kechohen gadol anichnas pam b'shana l'sham. Much higher than the level of Kohen Gadol, who enters there once a year. Back to the text. Yesh kan lishoil. There's room to ask here. Meichan neveh hakoyach. Where do they get the strength for this enormous toil? What carries them for so many years of toil and toil and toil and such an immense effort? The answer is that this force is called Lev Gadol, a great heart. We're going to devote a special chapter to that concept. That's the chapter that's coming up. So we've discussed now Das, Yegia, Vasaga, which are indispensable elements in Gadlus. Adkan.